Herman Stolnick interviewing Dr. Edwin Vandenberg for the Center for History of Chemistry. Now, you do know that we would be depositing this tape into the archives of the Center for History of Chemistry, and we have your approval for that.
Yes.
And so we will give you the transcript and the transcript of the tape to edit as you wish. I mean, eliminate anything and add some things that should be added or deleted. Okay, let's start with your birth. When? And we'd like to know the exact date and the year.
September 13th, 1918, Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey?
Hawthorne.
Oh, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N.
E.
That's why it's so important to spell these names. And what was your father's occupation at that time?
My father was a steel. He sold cranes and steel.
Wait, as a distributor or as a store? More like a store?
A store, but it was mostly delivery.
What sort of town is Hawthorne? Is it a small town?
Yeah, it's about 10,000-12,000.
And was that, you lived there throughout your entire education?
Yes. This is a suburb of Patterson. Yeah.
All right. And what was your father's educational background?
Well, I graduated in high school. Perhaps federal. I think he may have spent more time in business school than a year.
And your mother? What's your education background?
That I'm not sure. I can't go around grammar school. Those things. Because I think my people.
Yeah. In fact, if your father graduated high school, that was unusual for that kind of our history.
Yeah.
Now, you the first child or what number?
Second.
Number two. How many children?
Two.
And you're the older one, elder sibling, the brother or sister?
Mm-hmm.
How much older?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're almost like playmates then, huh?
Yeah.
Or was it a competitive atmosphere between the two of you most of the time? Is he bigger than you? Up to a point?
A little bit.
He must have been going through as you're growing up. Being a year older. Physical person?
Yeah, he was more of a...
Helped your father a lot, did he?
He did. He actually did work for my father for a while. After he fell out of school.
Well, not while he was in school, not like junior high school and high school.
Well,
how about you? Did you help your father in junior high school and high school?
No, I didn't.
But you were better in the school than your older brother.
Yeah. Most of these things are in my life. He's actually a very intelligent person and has been very successful in the building business.
Oh, did he end up as a contractor?
I'll sell me 10 times.
Was he a contractor then? Or
he was a contractor for most of the time.
You never got involved in that with him then?
Well, I was long after I think he was with my father down the service and after service he got into the building business.
Well, obviously you were a mechanic and fine too, though.
Not really. Not really.
Well, maybe later on you'll explain how you got your degree in engineering.
Well,
right?
I explained it out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, that's, well, I want to get into what influenced your interest, and what were your interests, say, in elementary school, what kind of student were you in elementary school, and who were your playmates? Just stretching your memory too much?
Well, it was a pretty big stretch. I suppose, no matter what it was, a good student grammar school and high school.
Were you always near the top of the class, you mean, by being good?
Yeah, I was pretty well in class. I played the violin.
Oh, so when did you start the violin?
Violin lessons for some years. I don't remember exactly, I think it's 7 years, so I put them like a college, so I probably started at 9.
Oh. So you start with a normal size violin, not a small
size
violin.
Yeah.
And did you practice like an hour a day, for day after day, week after week?
That was supposed to be the routine, though.
But did you do it?
Well, I'm quite completely
Do you feel you were pretty good violinist? Did you play in the orchestra or any orchestra?
I played in the high school orchestra. I played in
what position? Were you the first violin, second violin, and what chair?
Well, I think we had those kind of visions.
Well, no, you had an orchestra. You had the first violin section, the second violin section.
Well, the first violin section. I played in
that
high school.
What row? What row was it in? On your playing college?
I played college too. Yeah.
That first violin section.
Yeah.
Well, you were pretty good then.
Well, it's
how far from the concertmeister were you? You were not the concertmeister.
No, I wasn't. I don't even have one.
Oh, yeah, and then the first year of the first violin is always the concertmeister.
Well, yeah, I know that's the usual procedure. I'm not sure if it's true for the
too much like the Hercules and Riley Clubs. What were you reading in elementary grade, junior high school, and high school? So by the time you were in sixth grade, were you reading Horatio Alger books, or Tom Swift books, or the Rover Boys? So you did read that kind of thing?
I did, too.
They can't remember
now.
It's nice thing about the Tom Swift books, and there's a lot of science in that.
Yeah.
It's more like science fiction, but it's still science. So that was not one of the influences in your life, just early reading.
Well,
yeah, I think so. It had an encyclopedia at home?
Yeah.
So your parents were literary oriented, at least. Were they readers?
My father worked hard. He worked every day of the week, but in the evening too.
Very morning, late.
He was running a small business. Although he was successful, he worked hard all his life.
Oh, that's typical of that generation, anyway.
Yeah, right.
That's the way life was.
Yeah.
So whatever books you had in the house was essentially what you and your brother had brought in.
Well, we
brought in a few other books. And being in high school, did you take out books from the library or read them by time with them?
I'm just pressing my memory.
Yes, that's the purpose of these things. Well, you can't think of
it. I suspect, I took home whatever was needed to
do
my work at school. think they spent extra reading.
You picked that characteristic up later in life.
Yeah. But I've been pretty much constantly on reading things that are late for work. And this is just
you're very passive when you're reading.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
rather than curiosity, you're taking your curiosity of things that happen throughout the world.
Well, I do a lot of reading. Business,
yeah. Things like physics, chemistry, biology, you can read those and do the courses.
Well, not expensive enough.
No. What sort of friends did you have? Elementary school, junior high school, and even into high school? Into sports at all?
Not in high school. I mean, just football.
You play football?
Local church.
The Sandlot. Played in the line, and you played back here. Were you heavy at the
right
you played the line.
Oh,
yeah. You know, when feet put his feet on.
No, I definitely was not that. I was not ever athletic in line, ever was.
Well, in high school, what courses did you have in science? You had biology in 10th grade?
Never had biology in
high school. You had physics in 11th grade then? And you had physics in high school, didn't
you? No, I didn't have physics. I took physics. I had to get physics in order to go to school that had been selected when you came to college. And I had to get physics, so I took it. I started from computers.
Oh.
And it's cooler than physics. And fire when you come.
Is this triggered by the teacher, by the physics teacher, or by a college student?
No, by science teacher.
And so
I did have a very good friend. That's how I did it. And we were playing on a board in Huffman.
H-U-F-F-M-A-N?
Yeah. I suppose you were the one that got me to the chemistry program. You had a chemistry laboratory at home, and I was about 14 or 15 years. Got cleaned with this chemistry laboratory and got further into this chemistry as a result of that.
So your curiosity was aroused.
Yeah.
What would happen with that A to B?
Well, I was very interested in chemistry and I did think.
Yeah, the interest, what was your orientation interest? Is it the doing of chemistry? Was it, I wonder what would happen if, or what's the meaning of? Is it happy, or is it philosophical, or get the meaning again?
Well,
it's
very unique
and it was more than just a desire to add information to the storehouse of knowledge.
Yeah.
More related to curiosity.
Yeah.
And then you took chemistry down.
Took chemistry.
Was it a good teacher?
No.
How about the other students? How about the other students in class? Are they reasonably good or are they reasonably poor?
It doesn't remember me.
No, how'd you do in chemistry? Did you get your A?
I couldn't even tell you. I'd go to
Because you had
general laboratory in the freshman year too. He didn't take, he took qualitative analysis seconds in the first office.
Where did that general chemistry first? First year. I couldn't tell you at this point in time. I probably still have my test for this. I'm glad it was my.
What sort of engineering did you have then? What sort of engineering did you have by the time you were sophomore, junior, or senior? Because you really graduated in mechanical engineering, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I would say that's a. That's the senior year you had the opportunity of getting and get one or two records
And Now, but did you develop any close friends in when we studied chemistry at Stevens? Or were we still chemists? Or, besides, professors like Pond, who was going to the kind of the student body?
Well, no, I don't think too much, because it's probably always rather unusual, because not many people did what I did.
Like summer work.
Yeah, summer work and things like that. But yeah, anyway, I did have some friends in my class, of course, who were students in my students.
And went to graduate school,
after
graduating?
Well, most did come to graduate school, and I got to it, and I was going to the line of super doctor of physics, and you know, so we got
The atomic bombs during World War II problem. You're talking about a student who's now a professor, can
you?
Any other professor besides Dr. Pond and going to the faculty?
Well, of course, I do a chemistry professor for a while. I'm a professor of chemistry. I'm a chemistry professor.
And the engineering professors? I must have been trying to sound like things going on.
Well, I
mean,
that's pretty good. That's
good mechanical engineering,
internal combustion engine, and my senior year, and civil engineering, in fact, I had a summer camp. I had a building on board, which we went for 6 weeks or so in summer, and did survey work.
Which is good enough in chemical engineering, like in the processes, distillation, extraction.
We had industrial engineering for
you can think that when you took it home.
Oh,
yeah. But that was the type of work that was cooked around the laboratory.
Yeah, sure. It was a professor of applied faculties.
So you had an inner process as a chemical engineer would?
No, not as a chemical
engineer. Or my career. Had a whole year of unit processes as a chemical engineering. Chemical engineering, electrical engineering, chemical analysis, and so forth. Did you take differential equations in mathematics? Or just I don't mean differential calculus and integral calculus. I mean differential equations. Did you have a special course in that?
Well, like I say, I think they had a year and a half of calculus.
Then they must have had differential equations.
Again,
2 years ago, they had a new use. Graduating, did you meet a gun industry, or should you go to graduate school at all?
Well, I debated,
If you had an opportunity, did you get an assistantship or a scholarship or anything like that in another university?
Well, Dr. Pond thought I'd be very well going to work. And I kind of agreed with him.
You wanted money, huh?
No, it wasn't bad. I don't know. I didn't find him very well. I'm not sure I could afford it.
No, you wouldn't. who would have been paid to go to graduate school, firefighting and assistance with them.
Well, possibly, yes, I think I was pretty much in the plan to go to work. And I thought if I felt that I was supposed to be doing, but you know, before I was very confident in that, and I didn't come to see what happened to me. Mr. Norman, hopefully, is one of his students.
Oh.
And he didn't think too much of Mr. Norman, I could tell you.
He ain't known.
Yeah. And so he wrote Mr. Norman. Actually, I will be the part of the student, but the uniform I could do it.
Gotcha.
To do. And, but, Dr. Barnes, President Norman, gave me a high recommendation.
Came directly to the
research center. I came down to the
interview with the person in the line. This would be in like 38
or 38? Well, yeah, I graduated 39, so it might have been 20, 39.
And the last thing was, could it be Turkey coming to which I've been through? I can't remember the Turkey rearrangements, but that's a positive. He was pretty good at the chemistry. And, well, it was pretty tight. And it was like a phone.
Yeah, that should be what, yeah, 1939. And this would be in June or July, 39.
July 1st, yeah.
The first time I heard you was in paper chemistry, first paper chemical book, I was not there.
Yeah, that was from a long ring assignment in John Saturday. And it was an electrical theory of science and tension. He wanted to explore and felt that electrical research was a very good about it.
He always decided what equipment and he would redesign the equipment.
Well, I mean, he knew the literature, he knew the method, he would have to write it, or maybe a way of making it more expensive about
and this size is the same potassium sign, and this is the same size of the potassium sign for a while.
Well, it's been sodium, sulfur, high fluoride, and sulfur by gallon.
That's mostly the same you're talking about.
Right.
Mostly the sodium talks to
you. Well, it's
But some carboxyl group is really. It's not 100%.
Well, you deal with the oil form and surface group. You can say, well, if I'm not to be a certain amount of cigars and oil. And it was a nice piece of work that we did with that film.
I've heard you got a product called the 3-in-1 Rosin.
You're thinking of 3-in-1 salt.
3-in-1 salt, right.
Yeah,
3-in-1 salt.
That's
a rosin. Was that one of your products? And,
well, that wasn't product, yeah.
That's what they sold.
Not 3-in-1 salt. I guess it's 3-in-1 and then 30 meters of
that.
It's 1/3 inside of the salt.
That was my paper sign.
No. It was just a problem.
Oh,
that was a problem for the science manufacturer.
Oh.
And
I'm going to do it.
I don't think so. I mean, pretty much all of them were producing stuff. I did some work on that. Actually, I think maybe that was the first thing I did, was I worked for a week or two.
From Harvard?
The father's papa had the same name. I thought Paul Howell was the same guy, but it wasn't.
Campbell?
No.
It wasn't Bill Campbell.
He was working on that, come back to me now, he was working on the formation of two and all the size and all the things, and stuff. The size, some of these things were pretty good, and that's kind of, it was, and he was,
you were working in stereo sizing.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit of a
I thought you were working for Van White. 42 or 43.
Anybody under 26 had to be in a Bible was probably blind out too. And the whole Exodus.
Warner Brown had been president of the company.
A whole bunch of guys. Now at the same time, I did the Central Williams question.
I remember that Exodus.
And today, when we thought I should do that.
Well, at Sunflower, he was assigned to the laboratory at the time.
How's it going?
I love it. You were in operations.
I was in operations. I was in
assistant. This is for dynamite and for...
Harlan smoked it. Harlan
smoked it.
Yeah. And ship work. Category assistant ships with the world.
Did you do the night training with Saturdays?
No, they...
Is that before that, the year section?
That was done on the Saturday thing.
What was your area?
Well, it's most powder, but they started out with... They started out with 97, which was made in another part of town. They would come over in the water wet form and get through to the ground beehive, which was really just replacing water and alcohol in the press.
Yeah.
And it was a mixture of these.
Did you use acetone at all with the gas method?
Acetone?
Yeah.
And it went to a mixture of these and the alcohol, like acetone.
After that year, that's when it was pressed.
That was still in your operation.
The
whole operation, making smoke powder.
Except the nitration.
Except the nitration.
I get it.
Making the same powder with the clothes and everything before I blazed it. We bagged it out. There were two sections in it. Well, I worked a double shift one day, 4 tons of NG and 5 miles. Oh, yeah, it's a big plant. That's made nitric acid, made sulfuric acid.
Oh.
Ammonia. Really, it's a big plant. And a good friend of mine, who had a church in the time that he started working for Queen for a couple of years. The atomic bomb before it was found.
They left a hole in the ground and toppled over some of the buildings. But you still had to go there no more than 2 or 4 in a building at a time. And you stayed in Sunflower until what year?
4 or 5. Right after
the
war.
When you went to Sunflower, did you ran the apartment or house when you were in Delaware by that time? Or from 38, did you run the apartment or house? Not really. I worked in everything.
That was
my
when I first went to Hickory, I stayed in the life with Street and not the, the 40.
You didn't have the same thing?
Post-war job when you start searching, and you're after one of them, so I'm going to talk to them.